'Tis the season for Christmas parties, with the Elkhorn Elks Lodge, holding theirs at their hall with a good turnout of members and guests. However, it almost did not happen, when a freezer chest was opened for some ice. The motor had stopped, all was melted and the smell was overwhelming. Teamwork by the members soon got it cleaned up and the events continued. The Christmas supper this year was catered by Boston Pizza of Verdun and nobody went home hungry. Afterward, a short general meeting was held with decisions made about community donations and some early preparation work for club events in the new year. After the meeting, presentations were made to representatives of local projects. The first was a donation of $6,200 to Cassidy Howard, a member of the Elkhorn Park Revitalization Project Committee. A second donation was made to Brad and Cindy McGrath of the Elkhorn Volunteer Fire Department. The $500 check they were given was towards the family toy drive of the Verdun Christmas Cheer Board. This project has been going on annually for 4 years and the toys are distributed to children in the Elkhorn, Verdun area. The McGraths have raised over $4,000 from donations at the Elkhorn Christmas Light Up event. The donations included monies and toys. After the presentation of the Elks donations, it was time to socialize around the annual and very funny gift exchange game, with its wheeling and dealing in good humor. As I looked around the members in the room, many were former students of mine over 25 or more years ago. They have now become community leaders, business people with families. Also, that night there were 2 newborn babies, who someday may continue the community's circle of life, work and service. Said Wanda Rhodes, head of the Elkhorn Lodge, I was so happy to see the great turnout tonight and the great supper supplied by Boston Pizza of Verdun. In the past year, our Western Weekend event and our Provincial Elks Walkathon were very successful with lots of involvement from the Westman and East Sask communities. We plan to start our popular Chase the Ace event in January, which helps support our club projects in the community. From the Elks Lodge No. 381, we wish you all a Merry Xmas and a Happy New Year.